welcome back to another episode of Bad Talks. That was the lovely Harry Styles from the UK. I don't have a good British accent, but anyway, that's his song Adore You, and one of my favorites. So Kay agreed to let me have a little bit of creative control over the music today.
Harry Styles? That's who it was, Harry Styles.
Oh boy, that sounds like a really aged version of Game of Thrones character. He's really in that Game of Thrones thing still, even though it's been over for a while. But anyway, welcome back to Bad Talks. Today we are talking about how and why you should stay connected in a long-term relationship. And for those of you who are wondering what constitutes a long-term relationship in an era where dating can start and end quite quickly, or being in a relationship can start and end quite quickly, we thought we would put the marker at 5 years plus.
Because that was for the infants.
Right. 5 years plus is for the infant stage.
No, 5 years less.
5 years or less is for the infant stage.
Infant stage.
And then 10 to...
No, and then 5. 5 to 10. 5 to 15 is for the adolescent.
Yes. And then...
Of course, 15 to 25 is for the grown adults. Now, we could have went into more details and say from infant to toddler, from toddler to blah, blah. No, so we didn't do that. We just went from infant, adolescent, adult.
And the bottom line is, if you can get past the 20, 25-year mark, whoa, kudos to you. I am fortunate enough to have many people in my family who've been married 40 years plus, which is always amazing to me. And that's a whole nother show. But let's just start with the basics. Let's talk about what to do if you're between that 5 year mark plus, because typically within a relationship, they say the honeymoon stage wears off in 2 years. That's when reality kind of settles in. You see more aspects of your partner. And sometimes it's natural for us to then have the reality set in of seeing things we don't like, and to sometimes focus on those things so much that we forget why we get in that relationship in the first place.
But don't you still think that has something, it has a lot to do with the individuals involved in that relationship? I know when, you know, statistics will say, you know, in the first 2 years, you know, everything seems to be fine. But what is it, the 7 year itch, you know, that fifth or seventh year, then, you know, interest, you know, both parties start to lose interest in one another. Okay, we know probably on average, maybe that's the case. But I like to think that it still depends on both individuals, or at least one. Sometimes it could be one person that keeps the marriage young. But imagine if you have both parties. Here it is, you've reached that 5 year plateau, 7 year plateau, and you can't see a change or a difference from when you were, you know, married for that first year because of the two individuals. And that's one of the things that we want to touch on.
Yeah, and I would say, like, the couple we interviewed last week, the entrepreneurial couple, Fred and Natoya, they were together over 20 years. And when we asked him what kept their relationship going, he said that there were a couple of things, right? Him and his wife mentioned they made time for one another. They had a lot of high-level compatibility of shared interests. And to your point, Kay, you're right. It depends on the two people. So for them, when we were talking to them, it didn't sound like things had gotten old. Like, it sounded like they had went through different things together, but that they actually looked at it more as a growth of them coming together.
Yeah, and it sounded very serious too. So I can only imagine, like, maybe 10, 15 years ago, they probably sounded the same. When I say sounded the same, meaning they had a you know, pretty much an outline on what was expected in their relationship from a business standpoint as well as from a personal standpoint. And from what I gathered from that, it was almost like textbook all the way up to what you said, that 20th year now. So the reason I bring that up is because evidently that formula works for them. You know, it works for them. And I think every couple relationship, whether in your infantile phase, adolescent or adult phase, I think there has to be a formula that will help to get you through each, you know, each phase as we've just discussed. And I think they have that particular formula that suits them.
Right, absolutely. And that kind of goes back to the thing of each person or each couple has different relationship dynamics, and why it's so important to create the dynamics that work for the two of you and where you two will thrive, because that's what's going to feed and help your relationship.
Yeah, because some of y'all have been married 15 years, and boy, she still put on that little wig, and Put on some heels and yeah, but anyway, whatever works, and it
That
doesn't have to
is,
be a special occasion either.
that's not a reference to us. I don't do wigs, but yeah. So anyway, with those two, those of you who do role play, go for it. So you know, we thought we would break this out into kind of three areas of things that can help you stay connected and why you should stay connected to a long-term relationship. The first point we want to touch on is enjoying one another.
Yeah, enjoy one another. I mean, I think that goes without saying. And, you know, we're just regular individuals, just like the audience. You know, we're not per se PhD certified from a paper standpoint, but experience-wise, yes, we just start off with the basic things to enjoy one another, thus making time for one another. These are basic fundamentals, but believe it or not, they get lost in the shuffle at times.
Yeah, if you've been in a long-term relationship, right, you probably have other things that have come into the mix, whether you have kids you're raising, whether you may be caring for an aging parent, or
Jobs,
just
careers.
careers that might be thriving and very demanding. So in the mix of all of that, I mean, there isn't really such a thing as work-life balance because it seems like one thing or another can take over, making your life unbalanced. But at the same time, as a couple, it's so important to create time for one another. And for some couples, they may take vacations together, outside of having vacations with their kids, just to kind of rebuild, reestablish, re-energize their relationship. Some people may not be able to take vacations together because they may have budgets where they can only go as a family, or there's not a family vacation, right? So in those situations, that's getting creative and taking so many hours to, you know, together to go somewhere and have a meal, or to just go for a walk, or to do something creative to keep your relationship going.
And we know these things are not impressing the audience for the most part, because I'm sure everyone and their mother have read the book on, you know, here's the 5-step phase of a successful relationship. But the reason we're putting it in this context is because we're trying to address how and why it is so important to stay connected in long-term relationships. What you start, you know, continue and finish. Years ago, there was a person that I was seeing at the time, and I never forget what her mother said. We would go down to her mother's house, and they would always have these events. And this person in particular would fix my plate, you know, bring it to me. And I never forget what her mother said. Out in the open, she said, "All right, now," she said, "don't start something that you're not going to continue." I never forget that. And when she said it, it's almost like it sparked something in her daughter, because eventually those things stopped. But I had to respect the fact that the mother was wise enough to say, look, if you're not going to continue this thing, then don't start this thing. So, you know, enjoying one another, making the time, you know, that also fits into that same category. The very thing that you did to enjoy one another in the beginning, you know, continue it. I mean, there may be some different elements you add to it. If it's walking, as Eno said, if it's running, if it's, you know, going out to eat, to the movies, going on a cruise, whatever, you know, bringing flowers every week, or, you know, something that would be appealing to your significant other, continue it. And you'll see how much that'll keep that relationship connected.
It's kind of like having a plant, right? If you get a plant and you water it daily and you do little things to cultivate that plant, it grows. But if you get a plant and you don't take any extra care of that plant, it may thrive for a little bit, but eventually it will die quicker. So a relationship is much like that. You have to continue to cultivate the seeds of your relationship to make it thrive and grow, which leads us to our second point, which is remember why you got started. I think we are all very good. I shouldn't say all, but most of us, when we want to make an impression in the early phases of our relationship, we are hitting on all cylinders. We are doing the things that we know that person will appreciate. We're trying to figure it out to get that relationship to that next status. But sometimes, once things are settled, once we know someone
The
cares about us, the newness wears off.
newness wears off,
complacency settles in.
can
It
set
can set
in.
in.
You know, my late pops, when I first went to get my a new car, my first brand new car, I never forget what he said. He knew I was excited just to get a new car. The car I had prior to that was old hoopty 1981 Volkswagen Jetta. But we then went to the Ford dealership, And he knew I was excited. And I never forget what he said to, when I look at a particular car. He said, "Don't just get it just because you're excited." He said, "Get a car that you know you're still going to enjoy 5, 10 years from now after the newness has worn off." So in relationships, I think it's similar in relationships as well. Don't just go with someone that right now, oh, they're appealing to me. If you can, try to look down the road and see how would this person be? How will I be with this person? How will we be, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, which I know is easier said than done. But I think that's also a prerequisite of, helping to connect and to keep that relationship long term.
And remember why you fell in love with the person. I mean, if you are deciding, okay, looking down the road, this is someone I want to be with, think about the value you saw in going into this relationship with them, why you picked this person to be in a relationship. Sometimes bringing things back to the basics helps us to be appreciative and grateful for what we have versus yearning for something different or looking at all the things we don't have. So it's really kind of a perspective
Yeah,
of things.
very. And I think the next one we want to actually delve into.
Is believe in the potential.
What does that mean to you?
I want to hear what I was going to direct that to you, what it meant to you first.
Well, I think it's pretty much what I said about a minute ago with the new car analogy. Potential to me symbolizes future, the capacity for something to be greater than it currently is, and the capacity for you to actually see this particular thing in the future, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a person, whether it's a job. So that's what potential means, means to me. An old adage saying is, if for men that is, if you're dating a woman, look at a mama. Now, when they say look at a mom, what they simply mean, first of all, physically, how does her mother look? Then secondly, how does her mother treat her guy if she's in a relationship? You look at that mother, and I'm gonna be honest with you, there are some truths to that. You then can see the potential, the possible potential in the woman, her daughter that you are now dating or that you are in a relationship with.
Yeah, and when I think of potential, I even think even more basic than that is like I think back to your first love and how when you are first fall in love with someone when you're younger, you just see all of the potential of what that relationship could bring. You don't see the downside. You're like, we're gonna thrive, we're gonna make it, no matter what happens, we're gonna be together, we could get through anything. And I almost feel like you need that dogged mindset to make it through. Because if you really looked at relationships realistically, most relationships don't work. Most marriages do end in divorce. And if you took that lens constantly, then no one would go through the effort of falling in love because they would constantly be looking at what the downside is. So I think potential is also kind of almost believing in something greater than what is present in front of you currently.
Correct. Well, the late Plato philosopher said, "At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet." And that kind of just to piggyback off of what you said in the with your first love or with your first relationship, you felt like you both could conquer the world together. Thus, both of you became poets, even in the most challenging part, portions or parts of that relationship.
Yeah, so I think these are good reminders of how and why you should stay connected to a long-term relationship. Remembering to enjoy one another, taking time to think about why you got started in this relationship with this person, why you decided to take this journey with them, and believing in the potential. Because even if you're 5, 10, 20, 30 years in, if you talk to any couple in the infant stage of a relationship to a mature stage of the relationship, they will say there's different layers that they uncovered and learned about their partner along the way. Nothing really stayed stagnant or the same. They kept kind of growing with that individual and uncovering new things. In other words, looking at the potential and the benefits.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge, huge statement, and a huge truth as well. And as we talked earlier, the ex-athlete I once heard it, who was being interviewed, they asked him how was he able to maintain his physique even though he had long since retired. And I never forget what he said. He said it's easier to maintain than to rebuild. It's easier to maintain than to rebuild. Now that was a common sense response, but it was a powerful nonetheless. And I think even in relationships, if you're patient, if you're persistent, if you have healthy boundaries, Thus, I believe you're maintaining, because it is easier to maintain than to rebuild something. And last but not least, I'm gonna be honest with you, Chief. Have fun in your relationships. You know, after you've, been patient with one another, after you've maintained that particular relationship because you choose to maintain than to rebuild, you know, the add-on to that is just to have fun, whatever that fun may be.
Thank you for that. I think fun is important. So, thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Bed Talks. We appreciate you guys as always. Feel free to drop some comments in about what you think about the show, what topics you like to see. And until next time, XOXO. And don't forget to tune into future episodes of Bed Talks on the Anchor app, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Take care, y'all. I'll ever do.